I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. COVID-19 is fanning the flames of persecution in India. People blame Muslims for purposely spreading the coronavirus. David Curry of Open Doors USA says,
"You also have some groups blaming Christians as well. People are using religious minorities as scapegoats, or they're targeting them, or they're withholding aid."
Churches haven't been able to meet under the nationwide lockdown, so pastors don't have the financial support that normally comes through tithing. Plus, some states won't let Christians receive government food rations. If you want to walk alongside the body of Christ in India, there are tangible ways to help at missionnews.org.
Pray for Christian leaders in India who are trying to find ways, even while they're suffering themselves, to help their flock, people in their church who might be without food, without jobs, without access to medical care.
And millions of people living in Jordan and Syria have never heard of Christ. Nabil Bandak works with many of these language clusters, which include North and South Levantine Arabic speakers, Mesopotamian Arabic speakers, and the Adigay people. He says the constant turmoil in the Middle East makes ministering to these groups difficult. When wars sweep through a region, they often move with no warning. But the Holy Spirit finds a way. One group of Adigay people Bandak works with was said to have no believers, but he found out this wasn't true. A community met regularly to read the Bible, sing, and even preach to others.
When you think that God is not working in one group, you find that you are always wrong, and God has already been there and has visited in different ways.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochonga Padaiti. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.